It's important that we see today that as leaders, urbanization is a tool that we can use to organize ourselves better, to empower the people affected, to empower the existing systems. And so it's important that we work very closely with existing leadership at local government level, mayors, civil society, private sector, everybody in an integrated approach beyond the individuals, so that we can further support them to go beyond the emergence of survival to a life of service and dignity, to which they can only achieve through going beyond the boundaries of what we define as camps. The upcoming World Humanitarian Summit is advocating for that. And beyond that, for us as UN Habitat and the world leadership, we are also very happy that the Habitat Conference is going to help people look at how the new urban agenda is going to facilitate responding specifically to urban crisis in a much more effective, efficient and sustainable way.
What specific benefits are there to giving cities the tools to respond to these crises, as well as providing on-the-ground support on the individual level?
We're trying to encourage leaders, mayors and national governments to plan proactively, to plan ahead for city or urban expansion. When they do so, that means that actually, one, they can prevent disaster, but more importantly, even if they can't prevent it, they can actually proactively be able to respond to it much, much better. So the problem that we've been having now is that when there's a crisis, we immediately think of looking for some place to handle it. But we know that people will move to places of opportunity. And the fact that towns and cities are where they are, there is a node of attraction, and that node of attraction should be supported and nurtured, not to lose that potential. And so this new urban agenda that advocates for proactive urban planning and design, the right governance and legal processes, and a financial or business model towards that really encompasses the power that the leadership needs. The other point that I wanted to mention is the tapping into the existing endogenous capacity. I think the temptation we have in the middle of a crisis is immediately seeing everybody as a victim. The quick answer is let's get, you know, aid and let's keep on giving them aid. It's certainly important, absolutely necessary that people must be protected and supported with aid as an immediate action. But it's also equally as important to think beyond what the urgency or the emergency situation looks like, to the extent that these people actually have potential in them. So what we've been doing in UN Habitat is what we call urban profiling. We engage with the leadership in the cities to identify the existing capacity and be amazed by the level of skills that the refugees and the migrants are bringing into the cities. And sometimes they work even as volunteers. And they come to serve the city in planning, in the legislative processes, in the construction. And in a way, they are contributing to the city, but also it gives them a sense of worth. And finally, that builds the fabric of the city, which is very, very beautiful.
I'm interested if you have an example of one of these success stories where the urban profiling really worked to benefit displaced people in a specific city.
For Kabul, we've been there for over 20 years. And there, what we did, there was hardly any existing, even sound local governance systems. So we started off with community-based organizations. We engaged with them. We trained them. They organized themselves, women groups, youth groups, and they started. What we could only do from there was to help them at least define their communities, who is where, designate their property and their housing, start the resource mobilization, up to the extent that the last time I did visit, which was about 2 years ago, 40% of the resources that we're using were contributions from the communities themselves. And they were doing so proudly because they knew whenever we opened up a road, that was business. So they would immediately open up their local business. Whenever there was water and drainage, then and a school, that's a safe place for children. So it was so inspiring that you see the level of destruction, but the inspiration and the motivation of the people to move on is so, so inspiring.